Lord Jesus. You are the water in the desert, the wind in the heat. Let us have our compass turned to you. L'chaim.
L'chaim.
Thank you, Chemda.
Thank you, Keith.
You are welcome. Welcome, everybody, to Keith and the Girl. I'm here and Chemda's here. It's today a Thursday and Patrice is not here.
Yeah, she just got back from South by Southwest, so she's just recovering. Mm. And she'll be back with us next week.
Did her band win?
Her everything won.
All right.
That's why she's recovering.
Hi, Keith and Chemda. Male, 27 years old, rating in. I grew up in a weird hippie Christian house and I saw people speak in tongues. We were talking a few days ago about what is that fake? When you're in church and people start going
yeah.
to the Lord and they pass out, everything. Well, I don't know if my dad made this up to stop me asking questions. He started his own church, so it's entirely possible that this isn't the official explanation. But I was told that speaking in tongues was basically like encryption. You speak in tongues, but you have no idea what you're actually saying or meaning. But God does know. This means the devil can't intercept your prayer, twist it, put his evil temptation in it, or know what you are saying to God.
That is the perfect bullshit answer.
It's like the ultimate and pure communication with God. So there you go. Christianity invented private key encryption 2,000 years ago. Who knew? Dave, what does the devil think you're saying? All right, you talk to the devil and I'll flank him. Oh, now I know your strategy for war. You're praising him again for the mountains.
No, see, the devil would get your wants and wishes that you're talking to God about, then use that against you. So it's better the devil doesn't know what you're saying to God, see?
Well, if you don't even know what you're saying,
how about I
just stay at home, God, and you leave me out of it?
No, the thing is you do know. You know. You know.
You're making me say it. That's not free will. I don't know what I'm saying. I didn't think about what I'm saying.
God is awesome.
He is amazing. He is amazing.
He's full of awe.
By the way, I was out today getting newspapers and stuff for today. And I'm always upset at myself when I do this. When you see a stranger and you give that that look because you feel you have to acknowledge them because they looked at you and they give you the why do we do this? This dumb look where I'm acknowledging you. I'm alive, too, in this dopey world. Me, too. Can you believe we're out getting food?
It's like you're both at the table and one of you needs to be excused.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, except you don't know this person.
I'm doing things. Hey, I'm doing things, too. We'll never see each other again. Can you imagine we're at a store? It's like, that's an often one, too. Just the blowing out your cheeks. I gotta buy newspapers today. I gotta get toilet paper.
Yeah, but you ever feel like, hey, I'm not having your kind of day. I don't want to back to you. Yeah. I want to be like,
But it's never a thumbs up to a stranger. It's always a, can you believe a shit world?
It is when you're running. When you're jogging, another jogger gives you the thumbs up. Yeah, other people give you the thumbs up. It's really weird. When you're jogging in public, people will give you the, go, good job.
Maybe that's what it is. They're jogging, they're happy, and they're looking at each other like, look at us. Meanwhile, us, we're like, we're not running. Nope.
No, even the people who are not running sometimes, if they stare at me for too long, they have to do something by the time I come by. And they're like, yeah, like, good on you.
So
and I can't help but be like, yee.
So when we give people the we're really just disgusted with them.
Yeah, one of us should be running right now. One of us should be moving our ass a little better.
We're really saying, I thought you were going to do it today. I thought you'd do it.
Thought it was your turn.
A Swiss man was visiting a transsexual brothel when a fire broke out, forcing him to jump out onto a window ledge. Photographers snapped his picture because they were taking a picture of a fire, put it in the paper.
Yikes.
I'd really say that's not me.
And I'm clearly looking at you.
You're looking at a wig. I mean, he has to be the worst transsexual.
But you saw me on the counter. Wasn't me.
Or
that's
the worst.
You.
It
that's
sounds
you.
Like worst transgender. You know, if he's a transsexual, he'd have no problem being a transsexual club.
I don't know. If I saw you with a wig on, I think I'd recognize you.
You think so?
Yeah, I might.
I tell you what.
Somebody will put a wig on you. Put it up on the forums. Let's see if people know.
Wait till people forget. Wait a month. And then go, hey, look at this picture I found. It's kind of funny. This building's on fire. And see if people go, whoa, that's Keith in a wig. I don't know. He ended up being released from the hospital and everybody knew it was him. Hey, people are talking about this in Walmart. They made an announcement and people are up in arms. Instead of just going, oh, it's a prankster. And you tell me if I don't get it because I'm not black. Walmart officials are trying to figure out who used the New Jersey store's public address system to announce that, quote, all black people should leave the store. Customers of the superstore said they were shocked and disgusted to hear about last weekend's ridiculous incident.
This is Walmart, where people can just pick up loudspeaker phone and make their own announcements.
They're saying you can do that. Yeah, I believe this Walmart had that.
Does it encourage customers to do it? It says, hey, this is a customer phone. If you want to announce something, go ahead. It's like a shout-out phone.
What would you have to shout out?
That's what I'm saying. Why even give anybody... What do you need? Hey, if anyone's at the cereal aisle, whoop, whoop.
It is in general. It's a nice store. They have everything. But it is in general a place for white trash. You don't leave these people with access to the speakers.
Yeah, I don't... Do you have something significant to say? Are you reading a poem?
Yeah, I need this Dun Dare help for the... Customers of the superstore said they were shocked and disgusted to hear about last weekend's ridiculous incident. As she left the store yesterday, customer Sharon Osborne of Williamstown called it appalling, stupid, and sad. It happened shortly before 7 p.m. Sunday when a male voice came on the public address system at the Route 42 store in Washington Township. It calmly announced, attention, Walmart customers, all black people should leave the store now. Walmart later apologized, and Walmart corporate officials said the incident was unacceptable. They were reviewing security tapes to see how it happened, and cops are investigating it as a possible bias crime.
Here, it's unacceptable, but it's mandatorily accepted. It got done to you. You accepted it. Mm. We're moving along. By the way, Dark Lobo is saying you need a code to say something over the PA, but it's easy to get. Very useful for pranks. And then All Marbles chimed in and said, you need a code, and it's *76.
You know, there's somebody doing a prank. I doubt it was a worker at Walmart, but people will believe that. People believe a worker just couldn't help himself, you know?
Well, if you're at a Walmart right now, let people know about the new book, Keith and the Girls, What Do We Do Now?
The announcement comes at an unfortunate time for Walmart. A week ago, the retail giant drew scrutiny when photographs surfaced showing one store selling black Barbie dolls for half the price of white ones.
So?
I don't see the big deal.
So what? If I was black, I'd be happy.
Yeah, I'd be happy, A, right. B, people aren't buying the black dolls, mm-hmm. So things go on sale.
You know, sometimes we put one of our CDs on sale over another thing.
Right.
That doesn't mean I don't like Keith.
I take it personal. I take it racism that I don't understand. Ridiculous.
Yeah, I think that's looking for something.
Well, they're having a time between giving you a deal on your black Barbies.
Maybe if they gave them, you know, some kind of farmer's, you know,
right,
hoe, and then, you know, gave them out for free.
If it was half price and it's in the farming section.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. It's next to the John Deere's.
Or maybe it's next to, like, the cotton balls in the pharmacy section.
Oh, right.
It's a little weird.
Then I can see. But it's half price because you're not buying enough. Because you steal the dolls.
Well, Walmart wants your money.
Right.
It's pretty okay if you're black.
If people were paying full price for the black Barbie dolls, it'd be full price.
Yeah.
They're not flying off the shelves. Those swells. And then sometimes, you know, you have the black kids. They like the white dolls, but not many white kids would want a black doll, too.
Oh, the black doll. Yeah. The black people pick white dolls also.
Yeah.
Well, here's another news flash. Black people are a minority, officially,
right.
Which means there are less black people, which means less might be sold. But by the way, I heard on NPR that soon white people will be the minority in a few years,
okay.
Which makes sense. Doesn't that make sense? We're making less babies.
It makes sense the way you're saying it. You know, when you say it just like that, Hispanics, of course, will be the majority of people. Hispanics do not get along at all. If there's ever a race war, there is no reason why people need to be worried about Hispanic. They hate each other. Dominicans hate Spanish people, has nothing to do with Mexican people. But I don't know. People think it's cute to say this. Like, easy, white people, you're not the majority. We are. We always will be.
Well, you're talking about majority in a different sense of the word.
Right.
We're talking about population majority.
Okay. It means nothing.
I'm just saying.
Keep hating each other. You could have power, and you decide to keep hating each other. You guys get your act together. By the way, speaking of stores, we're streamlining ours. KeithandTheGirl.com/store. I know we're out of lighters. We're not getting Keith and the Girl Zippo lighters anytime soon. Travel mags are out. Travel mugs. The polo shirts are going fast.
That's because we don't like polo shirts. We're very
anti-corporate.
Racist. Yeah.
We're against the man.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we want to focus on certain things in the store. So make sure you go to KeithandTheGirl.com/store and pick up your stuff before what you want is gone. They're Keith and the girl. Hey, it's Casey, better known as the guy who made a total ass of himself on the forums this past weekend. This person said, hey, why wasn't my stand-up played? It's just as good. I'm as good as Greg Giraldo.
Oh, no, why wasn't it played all the way?
You didn't give me a fair shake.
Yeah, I kept interrupting him. Right. I ruined his timing.
So I said, here it is in its entirety. People can hear it. And everybody went, phew. I guess I live in this shit world, too, they told me. And everybody despised it. So he's saying, hey, all right, I told Chemda that she was a bitch for talking over my stand-up. Well, he realizes it wasn't good, and he's apologizing to you, Chemda.
Yay! Is this my first official apology that has nothing to do with apologizing to both of us?
I don't know. Even though I absolutely did not deserve it, thank you for playing my full submission on the show and for letting Shane Moss give me some constructive criticism. Hopefully it will help me not suck so much during the rest of my comedy career, if I have one, including next year's audition to open for Keith. That is, of course, assuming you'll let me audition next year. I can't really blame you if you don't want me ruining your contest again. Although I did apologize to Chemda, excuse me. I have trouble with your name. Can you just change it?
Sure.
Thank you.
It's Cindy now.
I had trouble in the show talk for episode 1141. I will do so again as such. Dear Miss Chemda Khalili, I would like to take this opportunity to formally apologize for the ignorant words I directed towards you on the Keith and the Girl forums. They were childish, uninformed, and reflected nothing but bitterness and anger that should have been directed at myself for my poor stand-up submissions and not at you for simply giving your honest opinion of my subpar creative efforts. Honestly, being a cornerstone of Keith and the Girl and one of the main reasons Keith and the Girl is the first thing I listen to each morning, I have no right to enjoy said honesty when it suits me and complain about it in an immature fashion when it doesn't. While there's no way I can atone for my actions this weekend, I plead for your forgiveness and give my sincere promise that such vitriol from me will never again be directed towards either you or the show.
Well written.
I expect to be subjected to Keith's justice should I dare break that promise. He's saying,
whoa,
I could kill him, I believe.
Wow.
If I'm understanding that correctly. Your loyal and humble fan, Casey Callaghan. Chemda?
Casey? Well forgiven and applauded.
Well forgiven.
Yes.
Wow.
That was very sweet and very well written, and I appreciate it. And I'm sorry that I didn't have much to say about your stand-up, and I would love to hear next year's submission.
You had plenty to say. You said boo and Jesus.
I said nothing good. Can we go back for just a quick second, D. Warrior saying about the black dolls being on sale? If it were racism, the dolls would be at 3/5 the price.
See? Preston Buttons has a point. I should have cut off the apology. You should have said you're bored. Yeah, he's talking about opening up for my annual stand-up taping this April 15th. Don't forget keithandthegirl.com/tickets. You save $7 on the door price if you order it online. So order your tickets. Get that out of the way. Also, people asking, where do I hear all the submissions? It's at keithandthegirl.com/tryouts. And you can vote. Voting ends this weekend. And I believe the retard is in first place.
That's
Mr.
Right.
Scooter the Funny. Top five are listed. Angie the Strange is up there. Our buddy Michael Carino. Vote for Big Jim, I know, is there. If I'm not mistaken, Jeremy is in fifth place.
That's sad.
But you have till the end of the week to get your voting in. You, of course, can only vote one time. Once you vote, you can't change it. But so check them all out. All the submissions are up there. Ones we didn't play, ones we cut off, everything. Talking about yesterday's show, which I love, by the way.
Me too. I had a lot of fun. Kyle. Does anyone not like Kyle?
I don't think so.
Not at all, right?
Not so far.
He never has anything bad to say about anyone. He shows up and does his thing. Very friendly and funny.
I think everybody should be a pothead. I love them. Well, anyway, usually I finish a show, and you know, I know we know what we're doing, but sometimes I never give Chemda the same courtesy she gives me. Chemda will say, "Hey, that was good." I'll be like, "Ah, good to know." Never can I go to her. That was good, and that's too bad. And again, I apologize. I feel like I apologize every time I say this. I don't know how they go usually. Yesterday's. I finished the show. I knew it was good. I think mainly like because I don't have to focus on different things. I could be more part of everything. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's when I know, like, ooh, people would like to hear this.
When you're not reading as much,
maybe
you can
that's
tell
what it
because
is,
yeah. you're in the conversation face to face instead of looking down at your words and looking for the next thing.
And I'm part of the conversation the same way, even if I'm working on other things. But I can just I can watch also. I think that's it. But anyway, my point is
that... I've challenged Keith. He, you know, we have finished shows, and he's like, I have no idea how that went, I think. I don't know.
Right.
And I was like, you don't understand. That show was so good, so much fun. I'm sorry that you missed out on it, and I'm sorry that you get to miss out on, you know, how I get to feel after the show sometimes. And I challenged Keith. I said, you know what? This one you really need to listen back to. And Keith, you still listen back to every single one of the shows, but, you know, things started piling up.
Up to show 500, and then I couldn't, there just wasn't time.
I think even more than that, but, yeah, and so now we can't. So on some of the ones, I'm like, you know what, listen back, you're going to laugh your balls off.
Doug has a point about Kyle and says, bet you Spooky doesn't like him.
Aw.
I don't know, who knows, but it was strange. On the forum, Spooky wrote, with all the zany crap in the news this week, we get a show devoted almost entirely to retreaded fat jokes.
Oh, that was so fun.
He wasn't pleased. He wasn't happy. You know all the zany stuff going on. It's all over the place. Fat jokes are like M. Night Shyamalan films. They are great the first time you get one, but the same tired punchlines get old fast. May as well have been another Keith Loves Sarah Palin show. He also doesn't like when I hate on Sarah Palin, this Republican. And I was just about to donate $1 billion, too. Meh.
Yeah, we know you don't have $1 billion, so...
Well, I asked him. I go, hey, maybe you should have your own show sometime. Snap! That hurts because he did have a show once.
He did have a show, but never once did I go on his forums and say, hey, Spooky, buddy, don't like your show. Thought I'd tell the world instead of emailing you.
I find it very strange. We were friends. He's been in my house. I find it very strange. Is it strange?
If we're going to be officially friends...
You can
friends,
have your opinion. You know, I'm not saying don't have an opinion, but it's I find him so fucking odd.
Well, it's just a different way of working.
It's so odd because also, he still is. I said it before and I'll say it again. He is the most sensitive male that I know in my whole life. I'm including old Mike the intern. I think he's so sensitive. And if I said this show... I thought was bullshit, and it bored me, and there were better things you could have talked about on his forums. Honestly, I think he'd be crying. He'd be LOLing on the forums. The guy doesn't laugh as much as he says, believe me. But it's very, I find it very odd and strange, and I really don't know where it comes from. I don't think it's just giving an opinion.
I think it is just giving an opinion.
You think so?
Yes, I don't know. No, I don't think Spooky is spiteful. I think he has, he's spoken about being spiteful, but I don't think he's spiteful towards you or me. I think he respects us. I think that he finds this to be the respectful way to tell you. Like, he's not shy. Your show is good. Obviously, I'm listening to it. It's, to be honest, it's the nerdy way of doing things.
It is. You know what? It really is.
Yeah.
I have to give you a star review. I'm not pleased.
You know, where do you review Keith and the Girl shows? You review it on the forums. You don't review it in emails to you.
Right.
It's very logical. Do you know what I mean?
I do know what you mean.
Yeah, so it's not spiteful. I don't think it's done with anger. I don't think it's done with, like, malice or anything negative.
No, I think you're right. I think it's
done actually... What's ironic about it is it's done with love. Like, I think you should know this... So that you make your show better if you're interested in your show, which he knows you're very interested in.
I know
your
you're
show.
Interested, so I tell you.
I really think it's done with it sounds weird, but it is done with love. It's just a very oddly logical way of doing things. It's very computing instead of feeling.
And he's overseas with a chick, and he's been dating steadily, and Jeremy can't find anybody? What's going on in this world? Poof.
You gotta compute better.
Is that what it is?
Line up your... No, do not compute anymore.
Line up my zeros. But you're right, it is. It's a nerdy thing. It's very computer-esque.
Yeah. This is where you told me to tell you about shows. So I'm going over here. But he can't hear this. He can't hear what you're saying now. Because what you're saying is out of emotion.
Right.
So even though you're saying, hey, if you specifically Spooky have something to say negative about my show, email me. He doesn't hear that. He already knows on the forums is where you talk about stuff.
Right.
See, come to me. I know all about these brains.
You know,
I know all about it.
You're absolutely right. You remember that the guy Junior we were mentioning the other day? I said, you know what? He got a CD for Come to Thought It Was So Funny that what movies does Keith like? Keith hates all movies.
Yeah.
Well, I said, he made a dumb point on the forums. I said, I think he owes me a CD now.
Oh, yeah.
By the way, 92% of people agree.
See, but I think I don't want him to buy a CD, although I guess this is your CD. I want him to buy our CD from the store.
No, he's going
to
give an old CD laying around his house, which I'm fine with.
Okay.
But anyway, he says, look, this argument, his argument was, I said, I won't see this Mike Tyson documentary because I bet it tries to make him human, whereas to me, he's just a rapist and a beater, and I don't care.
And also, what's his face?
No, that was it. That was the end of it.
Okay.
He says, you can't separate the artist from the art. Somehow brought up Roman Polanski.
That's
as if I said that. I never said anything about him anyway, but you can't separate Roman Polanski's art from him being a child rapist and, you know, he drugged up a child before he put it in their ass or little baby ass.
Oh, God.
And I don't have to, A. B, that's not my point at all. And then he was saying, well, Keith passed bad checks when he was young, just like these rapists. He's bad just like these rapists. Can I not like his CDs? Of course. One has nothing to do with the other. Like, you don't even know the point I'm making. So anyway, he wrote yesterday. Junior said, I really can't win this battle. There's not really a battle to win, I suppose. What do I care if you raid off mounds of art and scientific advancement because people do bad things?
That is just like Nazism.
So he's not listening.
Do you understand that part of that war was doing experiments on human beings to push to understand them better and to make better science and better medicine? They used the Jews for experiments. Well,
but if Hitler wasn't a bad painter, maybe we could go. Hey, he's pretty good.
I think he is saying Hitler's pretty good. Why don't we put words in his mouth? You love Hitler.
He says, you know what? I don't really care. Well, it didn't sound like you didn't care, but all right. These robots don't care, too. That's how they suck you in, and then they don't care.
Here's what I want to compare. Since he's comparing a lot, I want to say this. You have a daughter. Keith passed your daughter a bad check. Keith drugged your daughter and raped her in the ass when she was, I don't know, how old was she? 12, 13?
Right.
Which Keith do you like better?
Which Keith is the better painter?
Which Keith made a nice movie?
But I got a CD out of it, and soon you will too. There's a lesson to be learned here, he says, and that lesson is that internet fights get you free things.
Okay.
But you know what? You know, it's the robot mentality that Spooky has. Like, you made up your point. You heard what you wanted to hear, and you're arguing that. And then I made it clearer yesterday. You still don't hear any. You don't hear.
No.
Like, I can't win this battle. There's no battle. You're making a totally different point.
That's
I never said anything about the art and the artist.
That's not a robot mentality. That's just human beings. If you argue politics with people, religion with people, or anything they're passionate about, no one's listening to the other side. You can't really convince most people about what's going
on
already.
About anything.
Yeah, about what's going on in their brain, especially if they're passionate about it. They're done. That's why the older you get, the more the older your opinions are, because you're set.
Right. Yeah. Nazis made contacts, I guess. Is that true?
I love World War II.
Nazis, well, it was a long time, you know. I'm sure Germans invented a lot of things during that time. Did the Nazis give us contacts? Because I'll forgive. And any time you walk into a contact store, you should go, thank God for Nazis. I can see clearly without big, bulky things on my face.
It was all worthwhile. I hope they cut people's eyeballs out while they were alive. That was well worth it. There's no other way of going about things.
Yeah, how do you think they tested contacts?
Yeah.
Yeah, good job, Nazis. Well, Northwoods wrote about yesterday's show, having worked in healthcare in one capacity or another my entire adult life, I've run across some pretty interesting, read fucking gross stories. This show reminds me of one of my favorites as told to me by one of those directly involved. A gigantic 600-plus pound Stay Puft marshmallow pig gets carted into the ER of the hospital in my hometown with worsening abdominal pain. When the doctor performs the initial physical assessment, he asks her where the pain is.
She doesn't know.
She lifts up her muumuu enough to demonstrate, and the most ungodly aroma wafts out.
Oh, my God.
After he gets a couple of helping hands in the room to hold back the rolls, he discovers a large weeping abscess deep inside one of them. The stench by the time is almost unbearable, even by medical standards. I mean, these people wipe your shit.
Yeah, what? How do you feel when you go into the ER? You lift up your dress, and everybody goes and gets a gas mask.
Right. Through further discussion with the patient, along with debridgement and irrigation of the wound and inspection of the contents, it was determined that the abscess was actually caused by... Ready?
No, I'm not. I know I'm not.
Part of a tuna sandwich.
No, shut up!
That somehow was lost under some errant flesh.
Oh, God!
I told you that. I said fat people, these pigs.
They don't lose crumbs on them.
They don't
them.
Lose crumbs. They lose what is a good bite or two for a regular human being
oh
in their fat rolls.
Oh.
The sandwich was rotted and festered in the moist, warm environments for a couple of weeks and started eating away at her skin.
Oh, my God.
The exudated skin around the edge was actually starting to heal together around the rotting sandwich like an amoeba enveloping its meal. Remember the story of a fat pig who was sitting on the toilet?
I'm trying to forget it. Yes, yes, yes. And her body spider-webbed onto the toilet bowl where her body became the toilet bowl and she couldn't get up.
Right.
Because she was on there for months, like literally months.
She grew into the toilet pores.
Blech.
You'll be glad to know that naturally she was on government assistance and disability, so we all kicked in thousands of dollars for her ambulance ride, the hospital personnel, man-hour supplies, and yes, probably even the sandwich fixings that got the whole ball rolling.
Blech.
Just a little mayo. Not too much. My taste buds are really refined.
No.
I deal with gangrenous limbs and tunneling bed sores on a regular basis. But that was enough to put me off my lunch for some time. Great show. Kyle kicks so much ass.
Yeah, he does.
There you go. You could see Kyle taking a dump, by the way, into a computer. KeithandTheGirlTV.com. KTGTV.com has all the videos. We put them in the main feed also, but you can get all the videos in one foul swoop right there. And you see me beating up a computer. Kyle helps me. Matt Bray's funny because it's true story where I take on an old man, the little baby faggot story reenacted.
Great videos all around. I know you're hearing the words little baby faggot and Kyle shit into a computer. And I was really nervous about seeing actually both those videos because, you know, the little baby faggot video is a reenactment. And I'm like, well, how is this going to be, you know, even more clever? And it is brilliant. The computer smashing thing is brilliant. Really, you're bored at work. Let's be honest. Right now you're listening to us. After this show's done, you're going to twiddle your thumbs for a while. You're going to pretend you just inserted something into some Excel spreadsheet. Bullshit. KeithandTheGirlTV.com. Spend some time on there.
The award-winning video, Hemmed in Hell. The animated video. Maybe you don't know if you want to come to the April 15th stand-up show of mine. I have 15 minutes of stand-up on there.
For free.
Unedited, right in a row, totally for free. And of course, all the old videos. Mike the intern getting branded. So much stuff on there. I think there's over 30 videos right now, and they're fun to go through.
Yeah.
So check those out. Tiger Woods.
Oh, boy.
Text messages that he sent to Jocelyn James. She was the porn one. She was the porn star. I don't know if there's more than one porn star.
Yeah, there's like an arsenal of people.
You're a star as soon as you're in porn, by the way. You know?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, there's only so many.
Are you a porn actress or a porn star? You're a porn star.
That's true.
Well, here's some texts that Tiger Woods sent to Jocelyn James.
Now, here's the thing. Jocelyn allowed these texts to go public, but the kicker is she didn't put her version. She didn't put her end of the texts in there.
Only his.
Yeah, like not only are you stabbing me, you're doing it right in the back and then twisting the knife. That's not nice.
Well, here's a teaser. Here's some gems we have to look forward to.
Let me preface this with there's a war going on.
Well, right.
We'd like to remind everybody. Secondly, here we go.
Here's one. After I come, you better start sucking my cock to get it hard. You want me to fuck you more? Because I come fast. You better start sucking that. I just want you to be ready. I'm Tiger Woods, international superstar. All right, so here's some. This is from the 30th of, what's the seventh month?
July.
30th of July. And these are only from Tiger. She took hers out, but they're only separated by some not even a minute, others a minute. So you can tell there's definitely back and forth.
And you can tell kind of what she's writing back, obviously, you know, but you don't get her dirty words.
But I wonder if she's being dirty or only he's being dirty. Like, you know, like when you hit on a chick and she's playing along with you, but she doesn't want to give too much.
That's what I can tell from his side only. I can tell that she's not interested in giving him back exactly what he's giving.
Right, but enough for him to keep going.
Yeah, and even in one of the texts even said, you didn't answer my question, you know?
Right. Well, I will leave an he's writing these, of course. I will leave an envelope at the front desk under Ms. Daniels. Her name, of course, Jocelyn James. Your room will be 305. Get settled and let me know when you are ready to see me.
And there are a bunch of those kinds of texts where it's like, okay, here's where we're meeting. Here's your room. Let me know when you're ready. The door is unlocked here, you know?
Right, that's at 6 p.m., 1 a.m. that night. Did you get lost? The door is open. So these are different texts. I hope not. So you have been with others, huh, since? Another one. I have no idea. I would love to have the ability to make you soar. S-O-R-E. In a week, I will try to wear you out.
Here's the thing.
Did she not show up at night?
Here's the thing about those two.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's another day. So I don't know what happened that day.
Yeah. But here's the thing about those two. When you talk dirty, and if you bring up that you're going to, you know, jack the shit out of this person, you don't go, I would love to have the ability to make you soar. And you don't go, I will try to wear you out.
I want you to picture I'm one of those porn guys you work with.
Right? Pretend.
And that I was able to get 12 inches and slam you against the wall.
I'm going to try and accomplish that next time I see you.
Right. Unfortunately, I have golf arms, but try to picture. In a week, I will try to wear you out is another one. And then these next couple are right in a row. After I come, you better start sucking my cock to get it hard. Do you ever hook up with other guys or girls? Now, what could she have said between after I come, you better start sucking my cock to get it hard, and him saying, do you ever hook up with other guys or girls?
I think nothing.
And then you're, like you said, you didn't answer the question. She said something.
I think, you know what I think she said? Okay, if you say, do you ever hook up with other guys or girls? You're naughty. You didn't answer the question.
Hey, you be her and I'll be him, okay?
Okay.
This is what we imagine she said.
Okay.
Okay, I would like to have a threesome with you and another girl you trust.
Oh?
Does that excite you at all or no?
I would do anything for you. I like to take care of you.
God, girl, you better want to take care of me.
Yeah, I just said.
I want to treat you rough, throw you around, spank and slap you.
No response.
Slap your face, treat you like a dirty little whore, put my cock in your ass, and then shove it down your throat. Holy shit. Yeah, he is the master.
Ass to mouth. I'm totally showing my friends these texts right now.
You are my fucking whore.
He thinks I'm his whore.
Hold you down when I choke you and fuck that ass that I own.
You just paid for my car.
Then I'm going to tell you to shut the fuck up while I slap your face and pull your hair for making noise.
You shut your mouth.
Where do you want to be bitten?
Where
do you want to be bitten?
Yeah.
All right.
You know, Tiger, you know everything.
Okay, now you're talking. Whatever I want, you are mine. Whatever else turns you on.
And no response.
You tell me what you like.
I will.
You are. Always will be. Don't trust people.
Uh-oh, here's where it gets weird.
But you still have not told me what turns you on.
See, I told you she doesn't respond.
Yeah.
It's all kind of one-sided.
Yeah. I know you have tried every positioning imaginable, but what turns you on besides a DP?
What's a DP?
Double penetration.
Oh, because she's a porn star.
Yeah, what turns you on besides dick in the pussy and dick in the ass?
Oh.
At the same time.
She really is just showing this to her friends going, he really thinks porn is real.
Right.
When I was getting double penetrated and I said, oh my God, I love being DP'd. He went, she loves being DP'd.
Well, I really do want to be rough with you, slap you around. Please, you know they met, and he goes, all right, so let's throw you on a swing now, and as you come down, I'll slam my cock inside you. You know I gave all that up for you. I do that for this. You get the sensitive me.
And she didn't respond to that one either, the slap you around one.
No reason to. For years, and punish you for not seeing me more. I want you to beg for my cock, kiss you all over to convince me to let you have it in your mouth.
Oh, Tiger.
We will see how bad you want me. Next time I see you, you better beg, and if you don't do it right, I will slap, spank, bite, and fuck you till mercy.
Mm-hmm.
Was playing sexy. Was playing sexy?
I don't know.
But in all fairness, that's another day. That's the start of another day.
Okay.
Was playing sexy. That's on the 3rd. What's 9th month?
September.
How do you do this? Is it like timetables in your head?
I have like a weird math brain that I lost some of it because of computers and things, but I used to love math.
8th month.
August.
You're good. First month.
January.
Wow. Chinese New Year begins in what month?
February.
Possibly.
Definitely.
Oh, wow. All right. How do you know that?
It was just last month on our first bingo night.
Wow. This is incredible. I don't know. I get confused with between 6 through 9 months confuse me.
I think it does for a lot of people because that's the times you didn't go to school.
Oh, maybe that's what it is.
I have all the answers to your question.
There's nothing you don't know. 8 times 7.
No.
Really?
I don't know.
Is it 53?
No, it's 56.
Okay. Head to the elevators and go to 334. That's your room. The door will open with the deadbolt. I have to get back here and wait for the food. I'm in room 358. Let me know when you are in the room. Food just got here. Sweet. Don't come down here yet.
I really think she's not answering.
Lots of people in the hall. Right. I see you're not ready yet. Okay, right. Good. I will let you know when it clears.
Yeah, so he's saying lots of people in the hall. I'll let you know when it clears. So now, you know, he has to... See, I'm wondering if his wife is opting to read these or not read these, because these are really heartbreaking. Yes, we're reading it. We are not involved, so we don't give a fuck.
Right.
But imagine somebody cheats on you, and then the whore posts all of the I was going to say back and forth.
You know, if it was like a newspaper, and I chose not to read these comments you're writing to somebody...
Mm-hmm.
Then that would be the end of it. But with the day and age where it's on the internet and it's on it forever, not one day, she's going to have a little too much, many martinis and go, fuck it, today I got to read it.
You're right. It's unavoidable. Yeah, unless somebody else, you know, crashes and burns right now, it's really unavoidable.
Come on down. It's quiet here in the hall now. Right, and she's going to hear it anyway. Like, so, you know, Tiger sent these texts. Yeah, I didn't read them. You didn't read things such as, I will fuck you in your ass, and then, okay, all right.
Right. You know what? Even switching the station on the radio, if she's doing that, if she's flipping in the news stations, if it's really, even the news stations, they can't say half of these words, you know? But they still will, and they'll bleep it out, and they'll make sure it gets out there because it's news.
She's getting email, and some of these quotes are the subject. Well, come on down. It's quiet here in the hall now.
You know what? You know what?
Hmm.
Yeah. I bet her friends think they're being nice to her.
Yeah.
And going... I'm going to fuck you in the ass and then put it in your mouth, ! And then the actual body is, that's what your ex-husband is saying to these whores?
Right.
Girlfriend, let me know if you need a martini.
I'm your friend. Love, Spooky.
Yeah. Keith Malley.
There is room service cart in the hall. Be careful. So when can I have that ass again? Then 2 hours later. I have to leave for an appearance at 4:30, but I will be back at 7:30 for dinner and lots of dessert with you. How about a quickie before I go? So did they even see each other that night?
I think they did because he said, when can I see you again? When can I have that ass again? I'm not sure.
All right. So this is in the afternoon, one right after the other. Have you ever had a golden shower done to you? Just morbid curiosity.
Do you notice that one's... maybe a minute after, so he thought about it and said, just, you know, everybody's...
LOL.
Yeah.
But have you? Really? You have done just about everything, haven't you?
She's a porn star, though.
Never done it. I think I would get stage fright, he says.
Do you see? Is that how you... That's stage
fright. Stage fright. All right, I was doing him a favor.
And by the way, he doesn't know the word T-O-O.
Right.
Just keep that in mind.
I will be over in 10 minutes. Wait, why don't you come over here now instead? Hurry, so I come in that ass.
And come is C-O-M-E. Oh, but Keith, you like to spell come that way also.
I used to. I think it's more proper. But I started using C-U-M.
I think it's...
The world changed me.
Yeah.
But yeah, I do it like it's proper. I think you'd use the same word.
C-U-M.
I was thinking C-O-M-E, but now, yes, I'm a person that went the other way on something.
Look at you.
Let me know when you leave the room.
Leave your room.
Let me know when you leave your room. Okay, so now this is later that night. Sounds like they bang. Short sessions, it seems like. He says, you felt amazing too, baby, T.O., like you said. How much was your flight, by the way?
Now, what's that? Is he reimbursing her?
Yeah.
That's bizarre. Like, I don't know that I want to text...
Or she said, the flight was a lot.
Right.
And he said, how much was it, by the way?
But I don't know that I want a text that says, you felt amazing. By the way, how much? Do you know what I mean?
Right, right.
Although she probably does.
She brought it up, but the flight was a lot. And he's saying, by the way, like it's an afterthought. And she writes back, by the way, it was my main point. Having a few issues at home, he says.
This is when I would get even more upset as the wife.
Might be a little later before I see you tonight. Parenthood meltdown, smiley face.
You would think that would be a frowny face.
Right. It's a meltdown. You know how it is. Well, you don't because you're a whore and you get to do whatever you want. Must be nice. Later, about half hour later, how much was your flight? He's got to beg these bitches to pay for their stuff. Wow. Shit, I fell back asleep, he says, at 5 a.m. I have to leave in about 15 minutes. I tee off at 7. Great thing is we have a lifetime of this.
See, that's fucked up. You never planned on stopping.
Right. I know that. That's why I won't do that. So I don't know what she said in between.
I think she's talking about being with other people. But let's read on.
She's talking about, I want to be with other people?
No, I think she's talking about, he said, great thing we have a lifetime of this. And she probably said, no, you'll probably leave me eventually. I know that that's why I won't do that. And then the next one is, baby, I'm not going anywhere or doing anything.
Okay. You please me like no one has or ever will. I'm not losing that. You have to understand people love to talk about me. It's separated. Sometimes it's good and sometimes it's bad. I've learned to just roll with it no matter how much it upsets me when it's not true. My life is a fishbowl. Oh, that's sad. 3 days later, guys from Dubai, investors. So my agent being suggested that we go back to my room at the mansion for lunch. He doesn't know about us, obviously. This has been a total shit trip. I'm sorry I fucked up last night. Wonder what he did.
No, read on.
And this shit. We will get it right next time and we can spend more time together. Oh my God, if they were with me, you would have ruined everything. So what? So this is totally later. This is half hour later. So do you think she came down to surprise them?
Yeah, I think he said that.
He said we had a bad sexual experience. You think that's what happened?
No, I think he said they didn't. I think pretty much they didn't get to spend as much time as he promised her.
I see.
You know, he has to sneak around, and his manager or agent or whatever doesn't know about her, so he can't help him out to be with his mistress.
She's saying, be with me. You have to be with me.
Yeah.
So she showed up at the house.
Right, or somewhere that wasn't good.
Oh, my God. If they were with me, you would have ruined everything.
Then the next one is,
I told you. Oh, my God. I can't believe what just happened. And then, don't fucking talk to me. You almost just ruined my whole life. If my agent and these guys would have seen you there, fuck. And that's all she had. That was the end of them talking. Because believe me, if there's more, this whore would have posted.
I know, right? Or maybe she's holding out for the rest of it. Like, okay, that's as far as you go. Give me another million and I'll give you more texts.
Who knows? It's on her website. I don't know.
I couldn't
get on it, though. I don't know if too many people were trying to get on it.
Oh, Tiger. She's a porn star. She's literally a whore. You think
right.
The whore will keep your secrets? You are a huge star. Such a stupid, stupid mistake. It's not even a mistake. I think a mistake is something that you really randomly do. This is no longer a mistake. This is something you kept going back for.
And what's upset about these ladies is that they're promised he's with them, and then they find out there's 8 other whores.
Which is probably also why they want to come out with it.
But nobody sat him down and said, hey, I think you're the highest paid celebrity in the world. Definitely the highest paid American celebrity in the world. Well, American celebrity. But you don't have to promise these women
right.
your life. Never mind a jet.
Right.
Well, Sandra Bullock is estranged from her husband.
So I guess if you win an award, an Oscar, you're going down.
Bad thing, you either do bad movies or your life's over. Jesse James, he's a famous celebrity working in a famous bike shop. And, you know, his tattoos all over. You would think they're not a couple that
Sandra
would
Bullock?
Work out. Yeah,
yeah.
The sweet Sandra Bullock. Well, it did.
She only plays sweet things. That's the thing. I think.
Well, no, she can be a dirty dog, but, I mean, sometimes you can go by appearances, and this guy's all tattooed up, and she, of course, is not.
The images don't add up. Mm-hmm.
And not just tattoos. I mean, just a down-and-dirty face this guy has. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Fresh off her Oscar win, Sandra Bullock has essentially confirmed rumors Jesse James cheated on her by pulling out of the UK premiere of The Blind Side, which Warner Brothers has decided to scrap altogether. By the way, she didn't thank him at the Oscars. I notice that looking back.
I wonder with these things if, you know, it's PR move to not say that you're getting a divorce until after you receive the Oscar right. so that your name is not tainted.
Do you think that affects Oscars?
Yes, because people are crazy. I think that your name is tainted and the Oscars are fancy and we all get dressed up and we're all wearing Spanx and we're all, you know, on our best behavior and we don't want negativity around this. And Sandra Bullock, if she's, you know, going through some shit, it might be too negative.
Well, Warner Brothers said the star who won the Best Actress Academy Award last week will not travel to the UK due to unforeseen circumstances. The premiere had been due to take place next Tuesday in London. The cancellation announcement coincided with unconfirmed reports in the U.S. media regarding the actress's marriage. Jesse James had an 11-month affair, including 5 weeks of sex, with Michelle Bombshell McGee.
How do they have that much detail, including 5 weeks of sex? Even
right.
if it was you, and you're the one having sex, would you remember, and I'm having an affair for 11 months, 5 weeks of those we were having sex? It just seems a little bizarre. You know, it seems very calculated.
Right. I'm going to send you some pictures of this girl, Michelle Bombshell.
The one that he had an affair with?
Yeah.
Okay.
Michelle Bombshell McGee. She believes.
How did she get that name?
Her name's Michelle in Bombshell Rhymes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
She believed he and Sandra were no longer together. I would never have hooked... Yeah.
Oh, come on. Right.
Every award... I mean, maybe you're into...
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
She's tattooed up on her forehead.
Her forehead says... what's her forehead say?
I have no idea. Sinner? Something sinner.
Pray for sinners. It's like a crown on her forehead.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, taking up the whole thing.
It's not even pretty, though.
No, it's not. She reminds me of these suicide girls.
She's a little more exaggerated, though.
You're just all tattooed up, piercings, a little too much.
Wow, she's almost fully covered. Well, all this, of course, will be on keithandthegirl.com. If you look at show notes and pics, we actually put them in the order that we talk about. And especially if you have the app, you can just go through it. If you're in front of your computer, you can just, as we're talking about things, you can see the pictures along with us. She's got the leopard thing happening, too, of course, but only on, like, half an arm.
A big crown. I mean, it's everything's covered. You know what? I think she has...
It says trophy girl on her belly.
Trophy girl's on her belly with the crown. And under that, is that tattoos and tattooed? I mean, excuse me, is that
that's a snake.
Intestines tattooed or a snake?
I think it's a snake.
Okay. Oh, it's a snake. I see another picture, I think.
And then there's a spider on her thigh. There's...
With a machine gun. The spider has a machine gun coming out of it. I think some of these, they really do for the addiction. Can we be honest?
I think so too, yeah.
I don't think everyone...
Wow.
Really meant the world to her.
It's on her ass.
Everything is covered.
Oh, my God. Remember we saw that girl while we were watching the Oscars? I was like, look, that girl has her whole tattoo, has a tattoo on her ass for sure. Did we talk about this?
I don't think so.
I said, and she was about to leave, and I said, oh, my God, is that a tattoo on your ass? And she said, yeah. And I go, please, can I see it? And she just drops her pants, and I go, can I take a picture of it? And I'm clearly going, I'm going to post it, tweet it. You know, I'm saying, is your ass on the internet? And she said no. And I'm like, well, it's about to be. And I tweeted it out. Follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/KeithandTheGirl.
Yeah, so you know what? And this makes more sense. Like, Jesse James is with somebody like this. You know, I get it. And as a favor, Sandra Bullock's friends emailed her, can you believe this girl? And
oh, man.
Naked picture after naked picture.
She's got a great body, though. Solid body.
She says, I would never have hooked up with him if I thought he was a married man. He gave me the impression they were separated.
You know what? That could be.
That could be.
That could be, yeah.
For weeks, while Sandra was in Atlanta shooting The Blind Side, Michelle had sex at least once a week with the Monster Garage star. Far from a one-night stand, he was also on Celebrity Apprentice.
Oh, really?
They reach a little. Far from a one-night stand, his relationship with Michelle was intimate and highly charged. Michelle even says she called Jesse, who didn't wear underwear or condoms, by a special pet name, Vanilla Gorilla, because he was so well endowed. That's cute. Bombshell and Vanilla Gorilla.
That's why Sandra Bullock went with him.
Well, she was blindsided.
Oh, snap.
Further confirming reports, her husband Jesse James had sex with a walking tattoo. Sandra Bullock has already packed up and left. The actress left the Southern California house she shares with James just days before a report of infidelity by her husband surfaced. Bullock, 45, left on Monday, the source says. Bullock, who won her first Oscar, a Best Actress Award for The Blind Side on March 7th, also abruptly canceled a trip to Europe for the London premiere of the film, like we said. That's too bad.
That is too bad.
I bet she got a little... He liked her down to earth. Now she plays The Blind Side. She starts being this retarded socialite.
Oh, come on.
She gets her face pulled back in real life, and she played a socialite who got too much work done. Is this a coincidence? These actors are good actors because nothing's in their brain, and they start thinking they're the real people. Well, they start talking like them.
But
they
that's who you were dating
like
to begin with, though. It's not like Sandra Bullock just got a career. She's been doing this for years and years.
She didn't
say
all...
Don't go blaming her. It's probably both ways, you know. She's probably too busy, and he's probably too over here. And it could be that, you know, they both are just not doing something right. Maybe she even cheated on him. We're going to find out about it later. Doesn't matter. They're separated. Everybody fucked up.
Maybe she seemed down to earth, and she got a little too Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
So he had to start...
All of a sudden.
Banging tattoos. You'd never see it coming. All of a sudden, you get a facelift. Yes. Yes. Doesn't sneak up on you. This relationship is just weird. Jennifer Aniston and Gerard Butler. Gerard Butler is the main guy in 300, who really looks nothing like that guy because it's all cartoons. What a great movie, but yeah, it looks nothing like him. But anyway, he was in The Ugly Truth. Nobody saw it, so it's okay. But anyway, they're acting like they're together, and everybody's saying you're lying.
Oh, really?
Everybody knows that they're making it up.
That's because they're waiting for one of their friends to tell on them.
Romance, more like showmance.
Really? Oh, I see. I see his picture, and it looks like they found a picture of them two together. And
apparently, that's not hard to find.
They're both good looking.
Well, the people are saying it's bullshit. They were at the New York City premiere of his movie, The Bounty Hunter. It was a repeat performance of their over-the-top displays of affection that they keep doing. Even though nobody's buying, I think it started at the Golden Globes, even though nobody's buying into the idea that there's anything romantic between these two, Aniston and Butler continue their public displays of affection. So it's very deliberate. You're deliberately making out and everything in front of cameras. You really want to get this out there, that you two are together. Now, how all the gossip magazines know it's fake, I don't know, but they seem to know. And, you know, you're definitely going out of your way to put it out there. And for what? This really sells a movie ticket?
It does. Remember, what was that stupid movie with Brittany Murphy and that actor-turned-model guy from the Stoner sitcom?
I don't know.
I know I just described it pretty well.
Anyway,
it was about a movie where they got married and then their honeymoon goes to shit. And then she put a engagement ring on, and they, you know, were showing affection in public a lot. And they got a lot of, maybe it doesn't sell the movie necessarily, but it sells publicity, and publicity sells the movie. So even this is negative, but people are talking about it.
But I understand they're both in this movie, aren't they?
Are they? Ashton Kutcher is the name. Ashton Kutcher.
And who was this female?
Brittany Murphy.
That's not Why Did I Get Married or something like that?
No, that's a black movie.
That's again, by the way, that's Why Did I Get Married 2.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It's got the same actresses in it, so I guess they stayed married.
Well, the whole idea, I saw the movie Why Did I Get Married.
I did too. I didn't get through it. Every year they get together and they talk about their marriages, right?
Yeah.
But on the way there, they always argue. One couple, the wife's a workaholic. Another couple, the guy's embarrassed by his fat pig wife.
Yeah.
And going, hey, pig.
Well, do you want me to give away the ending?
Sure.
They don't stay together, that fat pig one.
Okay.
Yeah, well, she finds a new person.
That's downright abusive.
Well, the third couple, both people have cheated on each other and gave each other diseases. They end up staying together at the end.
I watched this movie and I thought, like, maybe I can relate somehow. You know, it's about... I couldn't relate to a single person.
Well, the only thing... Okay, I didn't really relate. The only thing I did learn from it, which I thought was pretty cool, and I want to put it out there because I want to start using the terminology, which I'm sure people started already.
Is it, 80-20. Oh, no, you didn't?
80-20.
Okay.
It's why people cheat. When you first get married, you love 100% of your wife, let's say. And it's or 80%, because nobody could be more than 80% to you, right? So when you find someone else, they fill that 20% void. Like, your wife cooks and cleans, and right. I'm being stereotypical, right. But she loves you in a very specific way, but maybe this person is, you know, a little more rock and roll, whatever. She fills 20%. So sometimes the husband will leave the wife for the 20%, doesn't realize she only fills the 20% until it's too late. So she's your 20, that's your 80.
So this tattoo girl, she was the 20%.
Or maybe Sandra Bullock was the 20%. Mm. Sometimes it's, you know...
It's hard to know who's who. Yeah, so I didn't realize that. That's what it is then. That's why it's obviously everybody knows it's fake. These two people are in the movie. I'm remembering promos now.
There you go.
And so people are going to see this because they're going to believe their relationship because it's in real life. Amazing.
Well, they get charged by it. They get excited by it because people are weird and they think movies are real life. They think shows are real life. They think Precious really went through the, you know, she really has two babies at the age of 15 and has AIDS.
So can you brag? That's true. Can you brag that you're a good actor if you have to put on this fake show so people believe your movie?
No, see, it's not about being the actor. It's about having a draw. You draw people, you know, to your marquee. You draw.
Well, you're not a good actor. I don't believe this relationship because I know in real life you're not together. Right? Then you're not a good actor. Then Gerard Butler and Jennifer Aniston should never be able to brag about their acting skills.
You know, Hollywood is all Hollywood. You're still talking about Hollywood. You're still talking about
it's
her
crazy.
Nose job.
It's
and nobody
crazy.
Believes
I
she
think
never
you
got.
Can just have a movie. You know, get your facelift. You want to look better. That's for your job, too. That's fine. But you got to put on a whole fake relationship for a fake...
Of course you do. Okay. I don't know. The whole thing is just promotions.
Okay. Well, good.
We just talked about it. Now you know about this movie. I didn't know about this movie.
I'm going to see it. I'm very interested in what the chemistry they have in the movie.
Right.
I wonder if she despises him because he's a bounty hunter and then falls in love because he saves her life.
Keith, you should write a movie.
Well, I just did.
Or maybe a book.
The pilot of an ultralight plane crashed into his own house near Montreal after making a faulty maneuver on takeoff.
Nah, he hates his wife. He wants her dead.
The 53-year-old man suffered only minor injuries from flying glass, and his 17-year-old son, who was a passenger, was not hurt at all.
Hmm.
I do respect your dad.
That's pretty sad.
I'm going to take the car out. Be careful. Yeah, okay, Dad. I'll be careful. I'll try not to crash into the house, Dad. Oh, my God. And Thomas rates us. Dear Keith and Kenda, my name is Thomas, and I work at a movie theater in Lloydminster, Alberta. Okay. My coworkers and I often argue about the most random shit, such as Halo 3 or Call of Duty. Call of Duty. Subway or Quiznos? Quiznos.
Subway.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Quiznos pretends to be something. Subway's just, you know, dirty shit that you like to eat.
Mm.
You know?
Quiznos acts like they're better than they are.
Goes through our oven. All right, it's a toaster.
Right. But there's one argument that we constantly have and have been having for at least 6 months now. They're not even going to be friends. This keeps going on. The argument is poker and Texas Hold'em specifically.
By the way, keithandthegirl.com/poker. Keith, you played again yesterday.
Second place.
You are, I don't want to say this because sometimes I believe in jinxing, but you're on a streak.
On a streak.
Yeah.
Boom, bang, bomb. Every time somebody joins poker, I go, I'm sorry, I have to take your money. I feel bad. But that's the way it is. Well, anyway.
Join us on the daily games, keithandthegirl.com/poker.
The argument is poker, and is it a sport? I believe it is because I believe it is because it requires skill. The better you do, the more you make, and it's on the sports channels. Also, Lifetime, which is for women, has Bad Girls Club. I don't know if it matters what channel things are on. I would like to...
Mike Tyson is on the Nature Channel, or what was it?
Right.
As on
Animal Planet, right?
Yeah. Well, he is an animal.
Right.
But I would they're saying that it's for his birds.
I would like to hear where you stand on this argument. Me and my boss, Sean, both listened to your show, so we agreed that you two could be the judges and end this argument. Sincerely, Thomas Weinmeier.
Here's the thing.
Yes.
I don't think it's a sport. I think the problem is we don't have a word for things that are... that have sportsmanship related to it,
right.
Things that have winners and losers, you know, related to it, things that mirror something that can be considered a sport. We don't have a word for it. So we need a new word for it. So until that word happens, we kind of have to call it a sport. But to me, you're playing cards.
Right. Here's what a sport is. If to you, chess is a sport, then poker is a sport. And vice versa. But to me... no, poker is not a sport. Chess is not a sport. Curling is not a sport.
Yeah, just because you have a winner and loser, it doesn't mean it's a sport. That means taboo is a sport.
Right.
Chutes and ladders, sport.
If you can play this sport.
Candyland, sport.
With a beer in your hand.
And a pregnant wife.
Playing. Then no, it is not a sport. And, you know. It's not derogatory to poker players or people that make their living playing poker, but no, it is not a sport. If you don't have to shower after, it is not a sport.
You know, yeah, because you know what? We have to shower after this show because, you know, things get a little heated. And Keith, what do you call it? Like your show balls or something?
I get show balls.
No, like the swamp land.
I get swamp ass, sure.
So the Keith and the Girl show.
Is it a sport?
It's a sport.
Yes, it is. But poker is not. Although sometimes it is like a fucking roller coaster playing poker. Your heart, you feel like you ran a mile the way your heart's beating.
Right, right, right.
But no, you are the winner. So I would argue that with my boss, no matter what it takes.
It's worth it.
It's incredibly important. Before we leave, any announcements, Kenda?
Well, like we said, go to keithandthegirl.com/store. We're streamlining the store, so get stuff now that you've been meaning to get, you know, while it's on your mind, while it's in the store. Also, most of our money that we make is made through keithandthegirl.com/donate. Any money that you can donate helps out the show and helps us with our lives and continue the show and its free programming. So thank you so much to those who have donated, those who have bought from the store. It really helps us out. And don't forget, there are 3 straight days of events, April 15th, April 16th, April 17th. Right now, you can buy tickets to April 15th by going to keithandthegirl.com/tickets. And that's something that you want to be a part of. It's something that you're going to be a part of as a DVD and a CD later. You're going to be, you know, you can say that you were there, right there in the audience, and keithandthegirl.com/tickets. We hope to see you there.
If you have a Keith and the Girl tattoo, don't forget, send in that you have one by April 1st, yeah. And get in totally free. It's that easy.
info@keithandthegirl.com, of course.
If you're going to get a tattoo anyway, save yourself a couple bucks. That's it. Thank you guys so much, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. keithandthegirl.com